Irish raiders captured a group of young men in Britain and sailed with them to Ireland. They were sold there as slaves. One of them was a 16-year-old Saint Patrick, who worked for 6 years as a slave sheep and cattle herder. During the time, Patrick regularly prayed to God that led him to peace despite his challenging situations. One day, Patrick was praying outside when an angel whom he called himself Victor appeared, manifesting suddenly out of the air in human form to stand on an overhead rock. Victor told Patrick, "It is good that you have been fasting and praying. You will soon go to your own country. Your ship is ready." But after several comfortable years in his homeland, Britain, the angel Victor communicated with Patrick through a dream, holding out an open letter with its title, "The Voice of the Irish." By this dream, he decided to return to Ireland to share the gospel message to the Irish people. So he boarded a ship and sailed to Ireland. And the rest was history. He became the messenger of God to the Irish people, and Ireland converted to Christianity. About 2,000 years ago, another man had a dream in answer to all his doubts and hesitation. He was to marry a woman, but found her pregnant. This man was Saint Joseph. He did not wish to live banished or embarrass his spouse's wife, Mary, by divorcing her, which he was entitled to do so. But if he did not separate from her, it would look like he had physical relationships with her even before their marriage, which would have been quite a scandal at the time. Then an angel appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." After that dream, Saint Joseph woke up and did exactly what the angel said to him. My dear brothers and sisters, this man, Saint Joseph and Saint Patrick, responded to a dream that changed the course of history and salvation. Because of Saint Patrick's response to his dream, Christianity was brought to Ireland. Because of Saint Joseph's response to his dream, Jesus was born to a loving parent that God intended for him. Both responded positively because they were open to God, listen and obey his word. And we learn from these two men. Sometimes, or most of the time, husband and wife need to give up all kinds of attractive and tempted opportunities in order to be faithful to the wife or husband and families. We need to sacrifice something for the family, even our own happiness and caprices. We may be asked to play an important role as fathers, mothers, grandparents, single or married. we were asked to stand up for what we profess, even though it may mean going against the tide or being the minority. Most of the time, we are cynical and say that we don't want to make any change or difference. But remember, our own response is precisely what makes any change or difference. According to a priest in his sermon, one of the things that has started to happen because of the decline of the economy is that people are coming together voluntarily and making all kinds of projects happen, many of them for charity. And because they are not getting paid for it, it is creating great goodwill. People are giving their time and energy freely, and I think this is a wonderful thing. Not so much because of what they achieve, but because of the goodness it draws out of people. There is good in everyone, and sometimes it takes situations of difficulty to bring it to the surface. My dear brothers and sisters, maybe fewer are doing good things to others, but how we live and give is so essential because it influences the world around us. Any change that can influence the world always begins with me, where I live, with the people around me. This reminds me of the song, "Let There Be Peace on Earth, and Let It Begin with Me," which says, "Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. With every step I take, let be my solemn vow to take its moment and live each moment in peace eternally. Let there be peace on earth, and let it begin with me." Always remember Mary, the mother of Jesus, Saint Joseph, Saint Patrick, or so many others. Their responses changed the course of salvation and history of the church. Maybe their responses during their time quite insignificant, but it made all the difference in the world afterwards. That will also be our calling, our mission, what God calls us to live His commandment, profess, and share His goodness, even if others are not good, to do what is right, and not to be afraid or ashamed of what we believe in. As Saint Joseph awoke from his sleep and did exactly as the angel had told him to do, we may also do what God wants us to do. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Your birth brought us salvation. You came to show how You love us and save us from sin. May I make a difference and influence others through my simple work of charity, patience to my children, wife and husband. Love those people around me, or just a simple smile to my co-workers and strangers whom I meet along the way. May the change begin with me. Amen.